North Iowa's best variety is 95.9 KCHA, bright and early on this Monday morning, 4th of July week already. And our community conversation guest this morning is Annette Dean, the Charles City Public Library Director. Good morning, Annette.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing excellent. We had an awesome weekend. Not so much in terms of this week weather-wise, but yeah, we got some rain, showers in the forecast. Actually, pretty active weather week. Not gonna lie about that, but nonetheless, yeah. We'll talk about that here in a bit. Still, chances for it to clear up. Of course, you have plenty of events this week and next. Of course, you will be closed on the 4th of July. Is that correct?
Yes, we will be closed on the 4th.
Okay.
Normal hours the rest of the week, though. So.
Normal hours the rest of the week. All right, so what do you have for children's programming coming up?
For kids, we're continuing our summer reading program. Make sure you continue reading and collecting those dragon cards. We are about halfway through our time. We'll be doing our prize drawings here at the end of the month, so we want to make sure everybody gets lots of tickets and lots of dragon cards, so please keep doing that. Today we actually release the new July dragon cards. Every month we release new ones, so stop in today to get the new ones. Then we've got, just a second, I lost my spot. So we don't have much going on this week. Miss Stacy is taking a much-needed vacation with her family. So we will start back up on the 9th. With Can You Nail It Dragon Challenge. That's a teen and there's a family program as well. And there is still space to sign up for those. We're going to be making dragons out of Rice Krispie Treats and sprinkles and frosting.
Nice.
So that if you're interested in cooking at all, this might be a fun family activity for you. Then on Wednesday, we start our new program of Bios and Build. That's from 12 to 1, and you bring a sack lunch, and Miss Stacy reads biographies, and then you build really cool things. I think she's got, like, a boat and a bridge and something else. I can't remember, but that'll be taking place the next 4 Wednesdays, starting on the 10th. And then on the 11th, she continues Read and Feed's outdoor story time from noon to 1 as well, so that, again, you bring your sack lunch, and you sit along the river and enjoy stories while you eat your lunch, and then usually she has some fun activities for the end, too.
Well, that sounds like an awesome afternoon, for sure.
Yeah, it should be fun. We are planning on rescheduling the last Wonderful Wednesday that got canceled last week, but I don't have a date for you yet, so I'll contact you, Chris, as soon as I have that date, and we can get it out there.
Okay.
That's about it for kids stuff. We do still have the loot boxes for adults and kids if you're interested in having the librarians here select some books or movies for you, and then you get library loot, mostly bookmarks, candy, that sort of stuff, but you get to keep the loot and you return the books. So if you're still interested in that, we do still have 2 more sessions, July and August, and there's still plenty of time to sign up for those last 2 sessions.
All right, perfect. So how about adult activities?
Adults? Well, so we're a little light on the adult activities. We still have our Scrabble and board game group that meets Tuesdays at 10 a.m. And then on July 2nd will be the evening session at 5:30, and we'll be there'll be pizza for that session. So if you're looking for something to do on July 2nd, the pizza will be served at 5, and the board game play will start at 5:30, and it's for adults of all skill levels. So if you're like me and you really love board games and you're deep dive into the strategy ones, come on down. If you're more of a Scrabble life player, you're also welcome. So that is about it. We will be doing our drawings for our adult program here either today or probably Monday, on Monday or Tuesday. Remember, every adult who checks out gets entered into a drawing, and it's based on how many books you checked out. And I think we have a $25 gift certificate of Chamber Bucks for that prize. So if you didn't know about that in June, we do still have another drawing in July. So it's the first of the month. So get down here and start getting entered into those drawings by checking out books.
Oh, that is awesome. Whoever said reading's not fun? I mean, you make it so much fun over there at the Charles City Library.
Yep. We have a lot of fun.
Perfect. So all these events and more, I just have to laugh because you're like, well, we don't really have too much, but you have a lot going on this week.
Yeah, and then I talk for the next 15. I know. Yeah,
I love it.
I feel like that's every week. That's what happens.
So once again, you can check out the library events for yourself. If you happen to miss a few, you can go to charles-city.lib.ia.us. Check out that library event calendar on the homepage there. And once again, just note with the 4th of July coming up on Thursday, the library will be closed, but it will be normal operating hours any other day besides the 4th, right?
Yep.
Okay. Perfect.
Yep. If you're trying to get a hold of me, Stacy, or Dana, you might have some trouble, but there will be plenty of other librarians here to help you.
Perfect. Well, as always, thank you very much for joining us. Have a great 4th of July, and we'll talk to you here in a few weeks.
Yeah, you'd as well.
And thank you very much. That was Annette Dean, director of the Charles City Public Library. Once again, they're online at charles-city.lib.ia.us. And of course, you can always find them on Facebook as well.